A special prayer for Canada Day. Thank you, God, for this piece of the world, a slice of land broad and wide, blessed with rivers and great lakes, wide skies and great forests, high mountains and gracious plains, beautiful from sea to sea. Thank you for letting us live in this land, even though we do not own it. This land is your land, which we use in trust for future generations. Thank you for its rich history, which includes the Inuit and Aboriginal and Métis peoples. We pray for justice and wisdom as we work on difficult and abusive relationships with First Peoples. Thank you for our system of government, for the right to speak freely and to elect our leaders. Thank you for the freedom of religion and conscience that we enjoy. Thank you for universal health care and a social safety net, even though not all are caught by it and not all dwell in safety. We want a country that is the best it can be, a home for all, welcoming refugees and newcomers, sharing this wealthy country with the world. Bless our leaders, our Prime Minister, and all members of Parliament. Guide their steps and help us use our voice to guide them as they make difficult and far-reaching decisions. We thank you today for our home and native land. Thank you for giving us a home here where we live in peace and security. God, keep our land, Canada. Keep it strong and free. Keep it safe and beautiful for future generations. Amen. We will now stand for the singing of O Canada.
This is a reading from Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving, as all lands gather to praise God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. May God's Spirit guide us in the hearing of this word. We will now stand and sing for the beauty of the earth.
Thank you. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked. And the same well from which your laughter rises was oftentimes filled with your tears. And how else can it be? The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Is not the cup that holds your wine the very cup that was burned in the potter's oven? And is not the lute that soothes your spirit the very wood that was hollowed with knives? When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again into your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight.
When I was handed this reading, I wondered if there was an attempt at typecasting here. Takes a minute, I know it's early. Can a man of old age find joy in his day of old? Truly there is joy and light. If he search in the deepest core of his heart, there is a light. Brighter than the sun that shines each day, whether it be sunny or gray. A light of truth that stands still in his heart as the candle without the fire that desires, a spark waiting to explode as a huge volcano, or maybe a flick of flint. Truly, joy is in the light that is deep in his heart. If he search after it, it will grow. If he refuse it, it will continue to drift away as a bottle cast into the open sea or a kite airborne with a broken string. Joy, light, all the same within the heart, hidden deep as the fossils of the days of old. Search, I say, as looking for a hidden treasure, while the time of life beats as the wave against the rocks on the seashore. Before life is no more, find it quick, joy in the light of the heart.
The Small Beatitudes. Blessed are those who can laugh at themselves. They will have no end of fun. Blessed are those who can tell a mountain from a molehill. They will be saved a lot of bother. Blessed are those who know how to relax without looking for excuses. They are on their way to becoming wise. Blessed are those who are sane enough not to take themselves too seriously. They will be valued most by those about them. Happy are you if you can take small things seriously and face serious things calmly. You will go far in life. Happy are you if you can appreciate a smile and forget a frown. You will walk on the sunny side of the street. Happy are you if you can be kind in understanding and the attitudes of others, even when the signs are unfavorable. You may be taken for a fool, but this is the price of charity. Blessed are those who think before acting and pray before thinking. They will avoid many blunders. Happy are you if you know how to hold your tongue and smile, even when people interrupt and contradict you or tread on your toes. The gospel has begun to seep into your heart. Above all, blessed are you who recognize the Lord in all whom you meet. The light of truth shines in your life, for you have found true wisdom.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give thanks for your presence in our lives, for giving us joy and compassion and the freedom to celebrate this day. We give thanks that you have blessed us with this bountiful country, Canada. Help us to be loving stewards of this land and remind us that we as people of this great country have much to give others in need at home and in other parts of the world. We pray for those who are unwell today, of mind, body, or spirit. We pray for those who grieve. We pray you will give them strength and peace. We pray for Canada's peacekeepers as they take up their place in Mali. Let us take a moment to pray silently in our hearts, or to speak out as you wish. Let us pray together this version of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother, who is in the heavens, may your name be made holy. May your dominion come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the bread we need, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not put us to the test, but rescue us from evil. For yours is the dominion and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the final hymn.
A prayer for the care of creation. O God, the only source of life and energy and wealth, defend our planet Earth. Teach us to conserve and not to squander the riches of nature. To use aright the heritage of former generations and to plan for the welfare of our children's children. Renew our wonder, awaken our concern, and make us better stewards and more careful tenants of the world you lend us as our home. May the sun bring you new energy by day. May the moon softly restore you by night. May the rain wash away your worries. May the breeze blow new strength into your being. May you walk gently through the world and know its beauty all the days of your life. Hear us, O God, our Creator, in the name of Christ. Amen.